National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra, synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. An orchestra and its leader who, through their ingenuity and creative ability, are directing the course of tomorrow's music. Direct from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music. And we're sure that you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. Gentlemen, here is Modern America's man of music and your conductor for this concert, Mr. Stan Kenton.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Fred. It seems to me that the most proper thing at the moment is to say good evening and let you know that we have carefully chosen the numbers here for this evening's concert in miniature, and we thought instead of delving into a lot of heavy, strong music at first, we would create something with a happy... Well, this shouldn't make you giggle, but it'll make you tap your toe a bit. Here's Mulligan's Walking Shoes. In this month of June 6th to be exact, we'll be celebrating 12 years in presenting this form of music, and it's gone through many phases. We started with a thing called artistry and rhythm, and we developed into progressive jazz on innovations in modern music, and once more back to the modern idiom here with this orchestra of jazz. But one composition has remained pretty much strong and pretty much head and shoulders above all the rest. It has only to do with the saxophone section, the five guys, two tenors, two altos, and a baritone, with this thing that has a rather simple appeal called Opus and Pastels. Gentlemen, it is not the policy here at Birdland to call on celebrities or ask them to take bows or make their presence known. But I would like to deviate for the moment from this usual formality and introduce a guy that I can say that I have been fond of Cuban music for a long time, and I know that a lot of you think that sometimes my name should be changed to Stanley Martinez, possibly because there's so much of it that seeps into the book. But I'd like very much to salute the presence and ask him to the microphone, the guy that inspired this whole thing, that has done so much to get the American public used to Afro-Cuban jazz, Machito. Machito, would you come up, please? Machito, I remember once about 6 years ago when I first became exposed to your music, and believe me, I didn't know what quite hit me. I ran back and got our rhythm section. I think we pestered you guys for easily every night for 2 weeks.
That's right.
And I became so enthused, I said, Machito, do you mind if I meet your piano player? Maybe I can learn some of those rhythms and so forth. And you said, sure, I'll send him right down to the Paramount, and you did.
I did.
That's right. And later I said, Machito, I'd like very much to make some phonograph records, and could we use part of your rhythm section? And you said,
the whole tribe will be there.
Yeah, the whole tribe was there. And we made a record called The Peanut Vendor. We recorded Cuban Carnival. We did a lot of things with you guys helping us. And now it's your turn to talk, Machito. How's everything going with the Afro-Cuban school?
Fine, just crazy. Crazy.
Just crazy.
Well, you see, surrounded with so many stars, I'm happy to see in this place now my idol for 25 years, Mr. Paul Wyman. What a great man.
Paul Wyman is here. Yes, I said, Machito, earlier that we didn't make it a business of introducing celebrities, but I was going to have to tell him Pops was here after a while, too, and it is great to have you here, Pops.
Wonderful.
Machito, I beg your pardon?
Oh, it's not right in the dictionary.
Pops says he digs once in a while. I hope you're digging at the moment, Pops. It'd be very flattering if you are. Machito, where are you currently appearing?
Where are we playing one night as now?
And we're going to be playing a date together soon, aren't we?
Oh, what a night. Wonderful night.
What a night.
May the 10th.
Uh-huh. May the 10th, yes. You're not rehearsing too much, are you, for the date?
Because... No. You take it easy. We're going to treat you nice.
You're going to... Machito, I hope you do treat us nice, and it's very nice of you to get up here and say hello to us. And the main thing was, I wanted so much while you're here to introduce one of these new experimental things that we're doing, and we can't say it's Cuban music, but we can say that it's a blend of Cuban and American jazz. I hope that you've heard this. If you haven't, I hope you enjoy it now, Machito. It's a thing that we were stuck for a title. You ever get stuck for a title on originals?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, this was a hard one. We finally said, never mind any kind of thing, except let's find out where Cuba is on the face of the globe, and let's name it 23 degrees north, 82 degrees west.
Wonderful.
We hope you dig it, Machito.
I will dig.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Pasolino, Patrick Bow, Lee Konitz.
An orchestra is pretty much, I guess, like a football team. The guys in the backfield are always in motion, and there is a lot of notoriety connected with it, and the line sometimes is seldom mentioned. So is it true with a jazz soloist in an orchestra like this. At the moment, we're going to get the first trumpet player down to just show you that the guy can feel things, too, in a creative way. Here is Buddy Childers' version of All the Things You Are. We have been recently on the concert miniatures and so on the concert encore programs presenting this young lady that has been with us a few weeks now. She's very important because she sings very much in the jazz idiom and very much in the particular vein and conception of our own music. At the moment, here is Chris Connors singing. I'll tell you guys, it's Taking a Chance on Love, and then I'll continue to introduce Chris. Chris, we hope that you find that this microphone is the right level, and are you out of breath?
A little.
You are.
I'll be all right, though.
Well, we have 8 bars in which you can get your breath. If you don't get your breath at the end of 8 bars, don't start.
Okay.
About to take that ride again, starry-eyed again, taking a chance for love. I thought that love was a frame up I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now.
Been a custom this past week since we've been at Birdland here to whenever Lee Konitz is presented to have him explain things himself. So, ladies and gentlemen, we once more present Lee Konitz.
Thank you. Would like to play You Go to My Head. Thank you.
to my head. Here, at the moment, without Machito's rhythm section, with our own rhythm section, who's going to play the trombone solo on the Peanut Vendor? Raise your hand. Bill Russo, that's tonight playing it. It's, here we go. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the stand of Birdland, the jazz corner of the world. And now this is Fred Collins inviting you to join us again next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader, who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.